The Catholic and Anglican Bishops of England ended a two-day meeting yesterday to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the visit of Archbishop Michael Ramsay to Pope Paul VI. During the meeting, the bishops issued a joint statement praising a Government Ethics Committee recommendation to reject direct euthanasia. The statement helped clear up some confusion after press reports, which had earlier in the week said the Anglican Church supported euthanasia in some cases. Emma McCarthy has the story.
The headline in the London Times was ominous: Church supports baby euthanasia. According to the newspaper, the Anglican Church of England had told the Nuffield Council on Bioethics that it was all right to directly kill extremely sick newborns. The council is an independent body that publishes guidelines for how the medical profession should deal with ethical questions, such as euthanasia.
Some of the British press were very mischievous and tried to make out that the Church of England had done a U-turn on its position about euthanasia for children.
The Archbishop of Cardiff, Peter Smith, is the chairman of the Department of Christian Responsibility and Citizenship of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. He says the Anglican Church does not support euthanasia, but shares the Catholic Church's position on when it is legitimate to stop extraordinary treatment.
When you get into the situation where, you know, a child is born very prematurely, and statistically there's very little chance, if any, that that child will survive, the prudential judgment is, do you give intensive care and prolong that life just for a little bit, or do you allow nature to take its course? Whilst caring, obviously giving the basic care and attention to the little baby.
On Wednesday, the Nuffield Council on Bioethics said the active ending of life of newborn babies should not be allowed, no matter how serious their condition. The Catholic Church of England and Wales and the Church of England issued a joint statement welcoming the decision. I'm Emma McCarthy.